A gruesome story leads off our newscast.
Milwaukee police found body parts in a Northside apartment, and now they wonder if they've uncovered some kind of death factory.
At least 30 people have been found dead at a hotel.
Police found parts of bodies, leading them to believe the man they arrested is a mass murderer.
C-O-Z-O.
Oh my God!
And welcome everybody to another episode of Lopotomized. I'm Kevin.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Amanda.
Yes, and how's it going? Hi, how are you guys doing tonight? You guys doing good?
Doing well.
It's been a while. I haven't seen you guys in quite some time.
Fucking forever.
I know.
Ugh, God. But, you know, good news, we're back.
Like, it's been a few days.
It has been a few days. So, but yeah, so we're back and going into... You know, last week, of course, we had that one goofy vampire from Wisconsin. So we're going to keep going with kind of the goofy cryptids and talking about the Loveland Frogman.
Another one I had no idea until you guys brought it up. But apparently it is in Ohio. So
yep.
Shame on me for not knowing about
cryptid.
This.
Yeah. Cryptid. I just saw that on 420 this year. Liz has sent me she forwarded me a message from some website that said they're trying to put in a bill to make the Loveland Frogman the official state cryptid for Ohio.
Oh, yeah, I think I have that so like lower in my notes a little bit. They're trying
That's
to like,
awesome.
Which I'm like, hey, I'm all for that. Even though Ohio is a pretty big Bigfoot state as well, but Frogman's just cool.
Yeah, well, at the same point, it's like Bigfoot. Isn't just in Ohio.
Right, right.
You know, like,
and this guy is.
Like, this guy is. Frogman, he's a local guy, doesn't venture out too much, so...
I can get behind that. That's a great rationale. You're right.
Yeah,
Bigfoot spans...
He's everywhere. Like, yeah.
He's everywhere. You know, I mean, there's reports of Bigfoot in, like, all 50 states.
Yeah, and, well, like, all 48. Around the world, too. Yeah.
And Alaska.
Yeah.
I think Hawaii is the only state that does not have, like, any Bigfoot report.
Yeah.
They might have their own...
I'm not sure.
There's some weird stuff in Hawaii.
Yeah, we'll have to check into that at some point. But today we're talking about Ohio. So the Loveland Frogman, which Loveland, Ohio is basically like it's by Cincinnati. So it's
a
like it's like northeast of Cincinnati, basically. So but yeah, so the Frogman is a legendary humanoid cryptid from Loveland, Ohio. Particularly associated with areas along the Little Miami River. It is typically described as a bipedal creature standing roughly 3 to 4 feet tall, weighing 50 to 75 pounds, with leathery, grayish, or reptilian-like skin, a frog or lizard-like head, and bulging eyes. I'm not seeing anything about like a... freaking magic wand or a like wizard hat or anything like that in here.
I've definitely heard stuff about the magic wand.
Witnesses often...
I've read multiple things about him having a magic wand.
All right,
he's got a fucking magic wand. Okay?
All right, I'm just saying. So far, I'm just not seeing it in my notes. Okay. Jesus.
He's All got right. a fucking magic.
All right, he's
wand.
Got a fucking magic wand. Witnesses often report it crouching with its magic wand like a frog before standing erect and moving bipedally. I think that just means it like stands up, that it doesn't like stand up and
aroused.
Have a boner.
Yeah.
Like, it was an unaroused frog. So I'm pretty sure that's what that means. I don't know. You could probably find some fringe story where it's like its dick was out, but like. It's like, nope, that's its wand. So sometimes it's seen climbing guardrails or heading towards water. So the Loveland Frogman has a relatively small number of well-documented core sightings. Primarily a 1955 encounter. There's two police reports from 1972 and the 2016 Pokemon Go incident. Additionally, sporadic or minor reports exist over the decades, often vague and unverified, with sightings clustering near the Little Miami River, bridges, Riverside Drive, and related waterways in the Loveland Branch Hill area of Ohio. So the 1955 sighting, somebody take it.
All right. So, this was took place on May 25th, 1955, approximately 3:30 in the morning.
Damn.
And the witness was a traveling salesman. So he, his name, Robert Honeycutt.
Nice.
And some of the times he's left anonymous in some of these stories for whatever reason. So, but he was driving home.
Would you say he was driving along?
I'm glad that we both
looked right at each other like, you want to take it? It's like, all right, I'm going to take it.
Would you say he was? Awesome. So anyway, he's driving along, and then he sees two to three, and the stuff I was reading, these grayish frog lizard like creatures standing on two legs, just standing there congregating by the roadside,
kind of like
so they're chilling.
They're just commiserating there by the side of the road.
Do they have beers in their hand, like King of the Hill? Just kind of like...
Yeah.
Ribbit.
Oh, dangle, ribbit.
And so, yeah, he's like, stops and looks at him, and he's like staring at these things for like 3 minutes, he said.
That's a long-ass time!
A super long time. Yeah, like pulled over and observed them for 3 minutes. That is so long in any type of witness or sighting of anything.
Yeah.
Is that where like the Budweiser?
Yeah.
Frogs kicked.
30 seconds of me staring at three to 4 foot tall frogmen would fucking freak me out. But yeah, 3 minutes is an eternity. So this is where it comes into play, where one reportedly raised a wand out of somewhere. I've heard some of these stories where like they were wearing like just like rags, not like a full on like wizard robe, but like they had like cloth like draped on them in some way. But
it's kind of like a blanket with a hole cut out. And they're like it's like a shawl almost. Yeah. So they're all going ribbity bobbity boo.
Yeah. And one pulls out this wand and it starts emitting like blue sparks out of the top of it.
Holy shit.
And that's when the guy said, fuck this, and fucking jumps in his car and runs. So I believe he did report that to the police after it happened.
Okay.
To know they didn't find anything.
Yeah. Apparently, there was some accounts that mentioned a smell as well.
Okay.
So some of them that they kind of smelled like almonds, which is not good. So or alfalfa. So and I guess they actually linked it to a reported UFO sighting in the area that night as well.
Okay.
So, oh, that same night.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. Okay.
And a sketch associated with the witness exists in some cryptozoology sources as well. So, of course, like 3 minutes here, like this is one of the more elaborate reports, which also mentions the wand, and they fuel the speculation that it could be alien or some kind of interdimensional being, which is sweet.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah.
Just like random like frog people. So
frog people.
Yeah. So that
with
was
magic
the
wand.
That was the start of, yeah, with magic wands.
First of all, and think of it in the frog's perspective, they're like, dude, this guy's been staring at us for 30
minutes.
Yeah.
It's like what's going on? Pull out the wand. Pull out the wand.
Yeah.
Wait, maybe that'll get him to go away. All right. Amanda, you want to take the next sighting?
Sure. So this is a 1972 police sighting, which is the most credible and famous one. So these two reports from law enforcement officers gave the legend mainstream attention. So this occurred March 3rd, 1972 at approximately 1 a.m. Officer was Officer Ray Shockey, and this was at the Riverside Drive near the Totes Boot Factory in Little Miami River during icy conditions. So what he saw was a 3 to 4 foot long creature, which is about 50 to 75 pounds, with leathery skin, scurried across the road in his headlights. It crouched like a frog, then stood erect. Stared at him.
I am a little boy, he is.
Stared at him, climbed over a guardrail, and headed toward the river. Shockey reportedly sketched it. A pencil drawing exists in lore showing a frog-like form with possible spines or horns. Other officers later checked the scene and allegedly found scratch marks on the guardrail.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
So he's literally playing Frogger, though. He's just, like, running in front of cars and shit, like.
This is true. And so 2 weeks later, mid to late March of 1972, their officer, Mark Matthews, he was in a similar location with similar icy conditions. Matthews saw what he thought was an injured animal on the road. He exited his cruiser to remove it, and it rose into a crouched, then standing position.
Oh, shit.
He fired his revolver at it.
Jesus.
Oh, wow. Possibly wounding it. The creature then moved toward the guardrail while watching him.
Like, dickhead?
Oh, my God. Descriptions matched Shockey's, which was the leathery skin, frog slash lizard features, though some versions note the absence of a tail. Matthews allegedly recovered the body and showed it to Shockey. Okay. Mm. Why didn't he take a picture of it and show it to anybody else?
Yeah, I know, right? Well, this might be why.
So, okay. Oh!
Oh, no.
Wah,
the
wah.
Fuck?
Yeah.
Ah!
I'm the potty pooper.
Yeah, so, but I don't know, even when we get to this, this is, seems weird to me, too.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, after the 2000s, so did that happen? When did that happen? What year? 2016?
Those were in 1972. This is 1972.
Right. Okay.
So in 2016.
Okay. So
is when
in
this
2016.
Happened.
Yes.
Update.
Yeah. So this is like 40
so
years later.
Matthews publicly stated that his story was exaggerated or a hoax. He claimed that he shot a large pet iguana that was 3 to 3.5 feet, missing its tail. That had escaped or been released. It was hard to recognize at night, and he showed the body to Shockey, who allegedly agreed it matched. Oh, okay. Hmm. Matthew said the tail was blown out of proportion over time, and he may have embellished to support his colleague. He dismissed Bigfoot-like creatures in general. Skeptics note cold weather makes an active iguana unlikely, but escaped exotics are plausible. Yeah, but do they get up on their hind legs?
Yeah, that's what's kind of weird with, like, I don't think so. I think they just kind of, like, scurry around and shit. Like,
I think it would only be for a couple seconds.
Yeah. But
like, standing
why wait
erect.
That long? Why wait that long to come back and say, you know what? I was fucking with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, to me, right. It just sounds like I'm sick of fucking talking about this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say I lied.
It's just some kind of...
Or
I'm
it's like, you know... I'm going to throw a huge thing out there and go, CIA goes, you're going to tell them it was a hoax.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're going
to Somebody
tell
got to him who's fucking compromised.
That's right. He's compromised. Mm-hmm.
Some bullshit. All right. So this is probably the dumbest one, but so yeah, we'll go to 2016 sighting. So the witnesses were teenager Sam Jacobs and his girlfriend, who were playing Pokemon Go near Lake Isabella.
I forgot about that game. That game was like huge for like a minute. Huge.
I fucking hate Pokemon. It's the dumbest shit ever.
Is Pokemon Go like still a thing?
I hope not.
Because it was
they
like
probably stopped it because a couple of fucking dumbasses kept running into traffic.
Yeah, because
fucking
they're trying
idiots.
To get the Pokemon
oh,
in the middle
get
of the road.
The Pokemon. Fucking idiots. God, I fucking hate Pokemon.
Yeah, I don't see the appeal.
It's the dumbest shit ever.
Dude, So Pokemon lovers are going to hate you.
I don't give a shit. Pokemon lovers are gay. So,
whoa.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. All right. Maybe they're not all gay, but I'm pretty sure probably a lot of them are. But no, I just hate Pokemon.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. You like what you like, but I don't know. I just always have disliked Pokemon very strongly. And I actually think that it's responsible for the spike in childhood obesity that occurred in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Wow.
So hear me out here. Okay. So look, back when I was a kid, okay, like we would, you know, because Pokemon's a show, like we had our shows when we were kids, like we had like Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers and shit like that. So what we would do was we'd watch those shows and then go outside and play Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers and all that shit and like run around and stuff. These ones, you watch Pokemon, and then how do you play Pokemon? You sit on your fucking ass and draw cards. Like, nah, it's like it's entirely responsible for a whole generation of fat fuck kids that happened in the late 90s. 100%.
Well, you could say the same about like just N64 or video games or anything, you know. But
we had regular Nintendo, like that came out in like 1988, 1989. So like there was video games for back then. You can't put it all on the video games. They got better, I'll give you that. Like in, you know, quality and shit like that, but still. I don't know. Just fuck Pokemon.
Wow, I didn't really, you know what? it sounds like as a child, like Pokemon hurt you or something. Because you are very defensive. You hate Pokemon. I really do. I think Pokemon somehow hurt you. And I don't know how.
I would like to hurt Pokemon. I'll tell you that much.
This guy.
I would like to eradicate it from the face of the earth.
Did you get poked, man? No. Pokemon?
No. No.
No.
So they saw a lot. I just tried to swing it back. Fuck it, I'm doing it. So I saw a large frog-like creature in shallow water that stood up. I'm surprised these morons didn't think that was a Pokemon.
Catch it.
And try to catch it.
You gotta catch them all.
Yeah. Throw your stupid ball at it or whatever the fuck. But apparently it stood up on its hind legs and moved. Jacobs took dark photos and video, swearing to its truth on my grandmother's grave. The footage, unfortunately, is very dark and widely considered a hoax. Could it possibly been a lawn decoration, misidentified animal, or a prank? I know, it's kind of a...
Did you guys see the photo?
I did not.
I did not.
Did you see the photo?
Yeah.
Is it any good?
Isn't
it a picture of a fucking Pokemon?
It doesn't... I don't know, it's not that convincing.
Okay.
It looks... like pretty fake.
It's not like a fucking picture of a Charizard or whatever the fuck stupid bullshit.
It said it was in a pond. What does it say it was in?
It was in like a pond, yeah.
You know that...
Which frogs hang out in ponds?
You know that like trip to... I know as like as a kid, when you go to Cedar Point and then like there's on one of the roads... I was always in the... Obviously, as a kid, you're like sitting in the backseat as a child. And when you look to the right, there's a big pond and the person, there's a like a... either like a Nessie, like the Loch Ness monster,
okay,
or whatever, and somebody has it in the water. Like, it's just like, it must be a little cardboard cutout. And you just see a little, like, Loch Ness monster or dragon just popping out of the water. And it kind of just reminds me of something stupid like that.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, if somebody put it out there. The thing about the photo is that, like, it does look like it has, like, glowing eyes or, like, the flash, like, reflects off something. With its eyes. So,
I mean, maybe there's something there, but
it's kind of weird. Hmm. I mean, I'll try to find it. It's not going to help anybody listening.
But yeah, I was going to say, not
you guys
not
should good look for it up too.
We can look it up. Yeah,
Not good for an audio format, but you know, like whatever. But yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, it's probably just, you know, a fucking animal. Like, I've taken crazy pictures of Archer where his eyes are insane. Like I've got a couple pictures of Archer on my phone where he looks demon possessed. He's got like the red eyes and shit.
I have scary pictures of. Oh, that's interesting. It's like a. It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny looking.
Yeah.
It almost like. like, okay. It almost looks like a rock with two eyes on the top, because then it has like, and then maybe just like a funky reflection in the water. I don't know.
It's strange. Just it is, the it eyes is, strange. Is what makes here, it weird.
Let me see this thing. I get to see it and you guys don't.
Well, then maybe like describe it.
Okay. This looks like, I mean, that's basically how the Archer pictures came out, but this looks like somebody, it looks like somebody put like a Kermit the Frog toy in the water and just put a couple of light up eyes on it and then took a picture of it. That's kind of what it looks like. It's almost got like a, it kind of looks like a Ninja Turtle to me. like when like they're not fully grown, but like they're like halfway. You know, like when Mikey starts talking about pizza and they're like first practicing karate, it looks like a Ninja Turtle at that stage. Like it's not fully grown.
Yeah, I can see that.
You didn't leave it in the oven long enough, you know, like it needs another 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, yeah, anybody listening, weird. Just look up Frogman picture. It'll be like the first thing that comes
up. Yeah, I should be able to find it pretty easily, but yeah.
Your classic blurry photo, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And like that one, it doesn't even look like he's moving. So
he's just posing for the picture.
He's just posing for the picture and he still can't take the picture.
I mean, if the eyes
right.
are that, like, that shows that that thing was facing right at the camera.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not running away because other than that, like, the eyes or whatever's reflecting there.
Yeah, he's got like a very like come at me, bro, kind of stance to yeah. it, you know.
Yeah.
But so there's been other sporadic claims from the 50s, the 70s, and beyond describing similar creatures near the rivers and bridges and roads, most often at night. Same thing, crouching and then standing, with leathery skin and frog features. Some mention groups or tool use, which goes back to the wand. But details, unfortunately, are often secondhand or hazy.
One of them had a chainsaw. He was like cutting beavers up.
Cutting beavers.
Cutting beavers
up. Cutting up some beef.
Stockpiling for the winter. Cold-blooded, man.
I mean... Yeah, dude, fuck these evil little things, dude. So, post-1972 reports are rare, but include occasional hundreds of locals claiming riverbank or roadside encounters over decades. These lack specific names, dates, though, in most sources and blend into urban legend. So, there's really no verified physical evidence. Clear photos or videos. I mean, like, that's clear. That picture is clear-ish, but it's not great. Sightings often tie to headlights at night, which can distort perception. But one thing that, you know, all these stories do have in common is, like I said, they all have the bipolar posture. They got the reptilian frog skin, the frog head with the bulging eyes. They always mention the bulging eyes. Some association with water. So like apparently these things, I mean, they're frogs.
Yeah.
So frogs live in the water. You know, it makes sense. Like if they had all these sightings in the desert, you know, like that would have been a little more weird, but
they do have this psychedelic Sonoran desert toad.
Yeah, they do.
What the fuck is it?
I mean, if you want to explain it to her, go ahead.
We got time. Sonoran Desert, sure.
Yeah, we got time.
There's this like giant toad, and it lives in under the sand, and like it comes up at night and stuff. But if like you squeeze it, these glands, it'll like basically ejaculate this like psychedelic compound that's like a poison out of it. But if you dry it, and then you could smoke it, and it's like DMT.
Yeah.
You smoke the ejaculate?
Frog jizz.
Yeah. Well, it's not jizz. It's poison, but it shoots out. Like, I mean, it like shoots out. Basically, you milk the frog of its poison. See, I don't know what's worse. You milk the poison out of the frog. You collect it. You save it. You dry it. You smoke it.
That, I will say that does
it's
sound
not just
better.
Secreted it's out of them. It's like process. No, you it's like milked out
it
of them.
Shoots
it's
out. Yeah.
You have to prompt it.
It does.
It doesn't just do it on its
I've
own.
I've seen this.
You have to prompt it. So
you've watched it.
Yeah. God bless whatever native in whatever the history of time figure out this method to go on their vision quests or whatever, because Jesus Christ, I'm going to first catch that frog. Then I'm going to milk it. I'm going to let that dry out in the sun, and then I'm going to smoke that. Like, what?
Hey.
Who does that?
Crazy bear. Frogs no make milk. So. I'll find it. I'll milk it. It's fine. Don't you worry about that.
Crazy frog milk.
I always love thinking about like the first people to do things.
People to milk a cow.
Just anything. Yeah, like anything. Like even
anything.
That. Like, how many things did you try milking first before you eventually got to the cow? It's like, I bet there's something delicious in there. You know, go grating on my cornflakes. Like, all right, let's give it a shot. Oh, no, that's a bull. Hold on. Sorry. I fucked up.
We have a cow. We have a bull.
Then what's in my cereal?
I'm going to go brush my teeth.
I don't think Cinnamon Toast Crunch is supposed to be this salty. So, that's gross. That's disgusting. So the size of these things are pretty similar. 3 to 4 feet and 50 to 75 pounds in all these descriptions. So let's go to the evidence, or well, more like it, the lack of evidence, I suppose. Basically, all the evidence is entirely anecdotal, consisting of witness statements, a few sketches. You've got the one picture.
I want to see the sketch.
And
the pencil sketch.
Yeah.
I want to.
Yeah, but like unverified secondary claims as well, like the scratch marks that they said left on the guardrail. You know, I mean, so that's not.
Could have been for anything.
It could. Yeah, it literally could have been anything.
And typically, I don't think. I mean, frogs, they got like webbed feet and stuff. Do they have like claws?
I don't think so.
No, I mean, this is obviously a different kind of frog, but.
I mean. If you're looking to milk things, like, I think you would probably run through all the stuff without claws first. I would imagine.
Yeah.
At least if it was me doing it, like I know I would.
Yeah. You'd rather, like, you're not going to try to milk a lion first.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's not going to be the first thing.
Even though a deer has hooves and it could still fuck you up, I'd rather try to milk a deer than a lion.
Yeah.
We're looking for things to know.
I mean, I don't know. Like, it just goes back to.
What would be like the easiest thing to milk?
Yeah.
Like a seal?
Maybe.
It doesn't have much to like fuck you up with.
I don't know. I feel maybe a like snake? A goat. Like a goat, I imagine it'd be pretty easy.
They got the horns, though.
Yeah.
Is that just the male goat, though?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can't milk the females. At least I don't think. Do they? I mean.
Well, you don't milk the. You have to milk the female.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's always. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, this is going off the rails a little bit. And I'm just going right with it.
Remember, you need the cow, not the bull.
Yeah, that's it. That's why I keep fucking up. So, that's why my milk is terrible.
Milk the females. Obviously, you are not a farmer.
That's. You know, I never claimed to be. So. But yeah, that explains a lot. So thank you for clearing that up, Kyle. Jesus Christ.
All right. Yeah, I'll just milk the psychedelic cup.
Yeah, that sounds the easiest. I mean, yeah, if you guys have ever milked anything, let us know on Twitter and Instagram @lopotomized. So, But yeah, as far as the evidence goes with these things, talking about all this milking, there is no DNA of these guys. We don't have any clear high-resolution images, no specimens or other verifiable physical proof that has ever been documented or submitted for scientific analysis.
What about the fucking picture between the two police officers?
Like the sketch?
Or didn't he know he killed it? And showed it to him or something, right?
Yeah, what about the dead wolf?
He said,
yeah, when he came back later on, he's like, oh, it's an iguana.
Yeah, I don't know. That seems like such a bullshit story.
Yeah, that's more...
An iguana that stood up in front of me.
I don't know. Yeah. So as far as, you know, 55, pretty much the only evidence we got, like, for the most part, is the sighting. Because it did say that he observed it for, what, like 3 minutes?
3 minutes. Yeah. That's three of
ridiculous.
Them. That's such a long time.
So much time to be like, what the fuck is that? Like, okay, no, it's not that. It's like, okay, yeah, it is. Like, it's so much time staring at this thing. Whatever it is.
Yeah, I wonder what even prompted him to stop, like, in 3:30 in the morning in wherever, like, this Hobunk, tiny little town. It was probably even smaller back then.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 3:30 in the morning, probably, you know, finished up last call, got something to eat, striking out at the bar, looking for something to milk, sees this frog on the side of the road, so, you know, just kind of, you know, figures I'll take my shot. And turned out there was, you know, this is the one where there's three of them, so they're just hanging out on the side of the road, like mentioned earlier, like King of the Hill. So, but yeah, I don't know. That's weird. I mean, they were probably pretty close to the road, like from what I'm seeing in this report. So,
yeah, maybe he saw.
If I saw it, I'd probably stop and be like, okay, we need to check this out really quick.
I at least need to get a picture.
Yeah, and exactly.
Then, well, like how long ago was this? This was a while ago.
It was 55.
Okay, so this was a long time ago. But still, like, at least get a you want to get a mental picture. Like, dude, I'm not just high. Like, I am, like, really seeing this.
But at the same time, with, like, 3 to 4 minutes of observation, he totally had time to, like, pull out the tripod and put it down and put, like, the thing over his head like they did back then and be like, geez, and, like, squeeze the thing, you know, and, like, you know, it flashes and all that shit. Like, he had time to do all that with how much observation.
If he had a camera.
Yeah, if he would have had a camera. But, so we do have his composite sketch, though, and it shows the frog-headed, leathery-skinned humanoids. And like I said, another one mentioned the one had the wand that was, it was like a shooting sparks, I guess. You know, it was either a wand or a Roman candle. It was one of the two. But, yeah, there's no contemporary police or official document related to this.
But like that was the first sighting.
That was
right?
The first one, yeah.
That's a pretty damn specific thing to just like randomly pull out of your ass. You know what I mean? Because Loveland
really
didn't have that lore yet. That was the origin of it. So it's not like he was being like a copycat. Like,
yeah, this he wasn't like, out like
dude,
looking
there
for
was
something.
Three, like, I mean.
Especially three of them, too. Yes.
Right. And that's, I mean. It's believable that he saw something in that aspect.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, the lore didn't exist. He's not trying to manifest this. He just was like, what did I just see?
Right. Yeah. Like, I'm just passing through this town on my way home. Like, you know what would be fun right now? And that could is going to waste hours of my time?
Mm-hmm.
If I drive into the police station right now and make up some bullshit story
about
seeing three frog people off by the river. Like, why would anyone do that?
They wouldn't, yeah.
Oh, man. All right. So the 1972 sightings, these are basically, you know, agreed upon as the most credible. But it's basically because it was involving law enforcement. So. But I mean, it's the same kind of thing as before. So Officer Ray Shockey had the detailed verbal report of three to four foot creature and all that stuff. Climbed the guardrail and headed to the river. Like I said, apparently he made a sketch too, you know, of it. But like I said, like no DNA, no fucking clear pictures, anything like that. Like,
did Shockey ever recant that story?
I don't, not that I saw.
Okay, because the other guy did. Yes, Matthews did.
Yeah, Matthews did. He was like, kind of bullshit. But as far as I know, Shockey never recanted. So. But yeah. So yeah, so unfortunately we have the, yeah, with his recanting, Matthews stated the creature was actually a large pet iguana that, you know, like I said, had escaped or been huge. Released.
A 3.5 foot iguana?
Yeah, it's like,
I mean, I guess I don't know how big iguanas get. That's, I mean, that's my bad, but. Yeah.
That would be pretty big for when to have in their house.
I feel like, yeah, exactly.
Without the tail?
Yeah.
That's not including
right,
the
that's
tail.
Not including the tail.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Because, like, I feel like that's, like, half their length most of the time. And, like, a lot of the times, like, you see them, they'll be, like, you know, 2 feet or something like that. But it's right. Usually half body, half tail. So.
Yeah, yeah, for right. Sure. So if that was, you know, if it had the tail, you were talking 6 to 7 feet long.
I mean,
fucking huge.
I mean, we're talking about a fucking, like, Komodo dragon at that fucking point.
Yeah,
right, exactly. Well, and I guess it says here that Matthews claimed that, that's right, he showed the body to Shockey, who allegedly confirmed it matched what he saw.
Yeah.
So I guess in a way he did
kind of. But never as like officially as him like coming out and being like,
that's a big ass.
Just kidding.
Right, right.
Sorry. Yeah.
That's such a big ass iguana though.
But a difference between like a frog, even like visually a frog and an iguana is they don't look the same at all.
No.
And if somebody okay, I'm sure there's not that many giant iguanas in Southern Ohio. Like, why didn't we find the owner of it? Like, why didn't anybody say, like, oh, hey, that was my...
Yeah.
That was my iguana. On, yeah. You know, he either got loose or I couldn't take care of him anymore. He got too big.
Yeah.
You know?
Just let him go because I'm an
really
asshole.
Late and, like, freezing? Was it freezing?
Oh, yeah. I don't think it was quite freezing,
it said,
but it
no,
was
No, it's icy weather. It was
Did
icy
it?
Weather.
Okay. Well, iguanas aren't going to like that very much.
No, not
that's
at
another
all. I mean,
thing
I feel
well.
Like it wouldn't even be moving, you know?
Yeah, it'd probably just be hunkered
right.
down.
You know, because it'd just be... I mean, it's just not how cold-blooded works.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean...
You need the heat.
They would be, like, real sluggish.
Yeah, I'm pretty
like
sure they get
sluggish.
Extremely lethargic when they're cold.
They do. That's, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But, of course, the iguana itself was not preserved, photographed, or sent for analysis. It was just discarded, which I don't know what that means, but it was just
thrown out?
Threw it in the woods.
Threw it in the garbage?
Yeah, just threw it in the garbage, I guess.
I don't know. Like, a story like this sounds like bullshit on top of what most people would say is a bullshit story to begin with. So it's just why even, I don't know.
Yeah. So these Pokemon freaking jackasses, this is the one that we do. I will give them credit. We do have the picture, so that's more than we got from the other two.
Yeah.
But
the other two were a long time ago.
Yeah, the other two were a long time ago. So it's like, dude, yeah, at this point, 2016, you see some shit like this, you better be getting a picture.
If you don't have a picture of it, then don't like, even report it.
Don't
okay?
even tell me because
don't
I'm like, you're full
me.
Of shit. It's like, I saw the coolest thing ever. Did you take a picture? No. I'm full of shit. Oh, man. Yeah, so basically, overall assessments of the evidence, the only physical trace that they have is the alleged guardrail scratches from 72 and the short-lived iguana body. Nothing collectible or testable remains. As far as documentation, witnesses, interviews, and news reports, and local folklore compilations, that's pretty much all you got. No contemporaneous official records with photos or forensics. And like I said, most of the skeptical explanations are, you know, misidentified animals, which is kind of weird because like, see, one of them is like large frogs. It's like, okay, there's no 4 foot frog.
No.
Like, that are bipedal.
That are bipedal. Yeah, exactly.
Come on. And how many fucking iguanas are in Southern Ohio? I mean, you can't like, He had one giant ass one. Like, who's just letting these things go?
Yeah.
They're not from here.
I mean, like, you're literally sentencing it to death if you just let it outside in Ohio weather. Like, eventually, winter's going to come and that thing's going to die.
Yeah, you asshole.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll go into some of the possible theories here. Like we said, the first one's the main one, you know, like it's another, you know, it's just saying escaped lizard, you know, misidentified animal. Apparently, though, there's a theory that it survived near the warm industrial pipes from the Totes factory, which was that factory that was nearby. So maybe if it went over there, it's possible.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I could see that, I suppose.
Yeah, maybe.
But then what's but
they're grasping for straws at that point. Yeah, that's like the only possible way it could live is if, remember that factory? Well, there's probably some warm industrial pipes there, you know.
And then what's it doing, you know, running across the road?
Yeah.
At one in the morning.
And it's not like this iguana is going to be like, I need to get to the pipes. So. Yeah. But yeah, of course, headlights at night could distort its appearance, making it seem bipedal when it reared up.
Is that a thing, though? Do iguanas rear up?
I mean, I think I've seen them kind of like, you know, go back on their back feet and like kind of grab shit, you know.
But I don't know much about iguanas.
So. Yeah, I never was into having lizards as pets. Like, yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just feel like they hate you. So it's like them and birds. Like birds, I feel like birds just hate you when they're confined like that. So
I like birds outside. In your house, they're just like,
yeah,
they're just.
I'm supposed
dirty.
To be flying outside.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like, I don't know. It's just not good. So, of course, you know, next possible theory is, you know, hoax, exaggeration, or urban legend, which there's probably a little bit of that in there as well. So, like I said, you know, the story grew through retellings, with the officers possibly embellishing to support each other or for local fun until, you know, later on, like 40 years later when they finally recanted it. Basically, the common thought of the 2016 Pokemon Go sighting is widely viewed as a prank or a misidentified object. No official police reports with hard evidence exist, and details evolved over time. So, yeah, it's not looking good for the Pokemoners. But, you know, of course, regional folklore and small town storytelling amplifies it. So that's one thing. As far as the strengths to it, it explains, you know, this explains the lack of the evidence and the inconsistencies. But it doesn't fully account for the multiple independent witnesses, including trained police officers, even though they did recant. But I still go back to that first guy who was able to look at it for 3 minutes.
Absolutely.
Like,
that's a long ass time. That's the one I'm hanging my hat on. 3 minutes is so long.
Yeah. I'm kind of brewing a little theory of that. Like, what it might be in my head. But yeah, so I don't know. I've been talking for a second. Somebody else take us to possibility number three.
Okay, so possibility number three, a undiscovered mutant species.
It's basically that it's real. Possibility number three is just it's real.
Yeah, so they're going to say that a real amphibian reptilian humanoid is inhabiting the Little Miami River area. A possible mutation from industrial pollution in the river or a relic population. Some speculate tool using intelligence like the wand or social behavior. So we got a smart frogman living, you know, in this river. But there's other lizard men. Like there's like reports of something like that in South Carolina.
Yeah, I think I heard about that. Yeah, I think so. There's like a lizard man down there.
There's about as much looking into that as you got for this frog man, too. But I mean, there's, you know, several people say they see something. So it's weird.
Yeah.
But there's consistent descriptions over decades. Not very often, but they do come.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's no physical evidence, no DNA. Even like I was watching this thing with a ecologist or whatever, and there was like there's really not, you know, enough food source probably for this to be here. Like it could be fish. But like they're not finding like you'd find like, you know, eaten fish, like bones a lot of places and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, unless they're just like tossing them back into the river or the pond or the lake when
you can't really jump to that conclusion either. Like just because you're not finding like fish bones everywhere doesn't mean that there's not. But
yeah.
what if they eat the bones?
And they could just,
they use everything. Yeah, they use everything like the Native Americans.
You don't know.
Yeah. Amanda, you want
to
take the
frogman next one? Great to have for like just in your backyard, just chilling there and just eating all the mosquitoes.
Yeah. That'd be sweet.
You're right.
That'd be awesome. I would let him hang out as long as he eats all the mosquitoes. Like, be like, all right, we're cool.
Yeah. All right. So the next one is either it could be paranormal or supernatural explanations. So the 1955 quote wand emitting sparks suggests technology or energy. Some link sightings to nearby UFO reports, such as the 1954 Milford sighting in Project Blue Book. Creatures could be alien visitors or probes. They could also be interdimensional beings. So entities slipping through reality from a parallel universe or timeline. This explains the elusiveness, impossible traits, and sudden appearances and disappearances. Also could be something like a magical fairy or folklore entity, a wizard of the wetlands or water spirit, tying into broader Ohio River folklore, indigenous water spirits, or fairy tale elements.
Yeah. And if this is actually, you know, a real thing, possibly, that's probably the closest, like, best explanation, honestly.
Like, I can always get behind that.
Like, I could 1,000% get that these were, because especially, like, you think, because they were talking about there was, you know, UFO sighting and stuff like that. What if these were just like a different type of alien?
Yeah.
You know, like this is 100%, you know, like you got literally the grays.
Have no idea.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you got the grays, you got like all different types of fucking aliens. This could just be one that's from a planet of fucking frog people. Yeah. You know? Oh.
Or they came through realities.
Yeah, exactly. Or that could like open a, you know, tear in the veil and they could just slip back into another dimension or something like that. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. But
is the most plausible.
That is the most plausible explanation.
Which is, I agree with that. Like, that's for real. But yeah. That sounds insane.
Yeah, it does. But like, you know, if it is real, that's most likely how it is. Of course, though, there are other fringe or, you know, some combined ideas. So the psychological and cultural mass misperception or expectation bias after the 1955 report and pop culture influences. The government experiment or cover-up theory. That's
another one that I could get behind.
I could get behind that, too. So rare conspiracy angles, a mutated lab escape, though unsupported. Well, of course, it's unsupported. But, I mean, yeah, dude, they could have been, like, trying to make Chuds or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and, like, this is just one that didn't come out right.
Yeah, like, Battletoads.
Yeah, they were trying to make Battletoads.
We didn't have turtles, so we used frogs.
Nope, there. It's like, see, that's where you fucked up. It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, not Teenage Mutant Ninja Frogs. That's how you end up with these fucking things. They don't even know karate. So.
Yeah, but they have wands.
They don't need it.
They're like the Yodas of like cryptids.
Yeah, there we go.
They're wise. They do magic. They're chill.
I mean, they do seem kind of chill. Like, every one of these
they've
is just,
done nothing.
Yeah. Like, they've done nothing.
They're every not single violent.
Story, yeah, every single story is just like hey, he's just chilling there.
Yeah, I just saw him.
So I shot him in the face.
Most of them are like, trying to scare people or, you know, monsters.
It's like those three. It's like they just got annoyed with him. It's just like, dude, fuck off.
They're just
like,
kind
leave
of like
alone.
Chilling, playing hacky sack like, or yeah, something.
Like, whatever
they were doing,
yeah.
You know?
Guy has been staring at us for 3 minutes. Can you please do something to make him leave?
Like, this guy's making it really fucking weird. So pull out the wand. Just yeah. Give
Tommy,
him
don't
wand.
Do the wand thing. Tommy, don't do the wand thing.
Nah, yeah, fuck it. Just do the wand. It'll be fine. He'll get the fuck out of here. I'm telling you, it'll work. It'll work. It's like, see, there you go. Now he's gone. So overall, the iguana / misidentification and urban legend theories are favored by skeptics due to Matthew's statement and lack of evidence. Believers in cryptids or the paranormal point to the consistency of descriptions and the wand detail as pointing to something stranger. The Loveland Frogman thrives as a cultural icon regardless. Locals celebrate with festivals and murals rather than demanding definitive proof. I want
to
go. I don't know a fucking Frogman like festival. That'd
Hell
be
yeah,
awesome.
Me too.
That'd be sweet. I want to look it up and find out when it is.
Yeah, I sure. It's got to be. I'm sure it's in the summer.
I'm sure. Yeah. That sounds like a summer thing. So the enduring appeal lies in its blend of the ordinary and extraordinary. No single theory satisfies all accounts perfectly. So we'll get into more of the cultural impact. So despite the skeptical explanations, the Frogman has become a beloved local legend and mascot. So this is, I think you mentioned this earlier. Yeah. Loveland, Ohio embraced it officially in 2023. It became the city's mascot. Often depicted as a frog prince with a six pack in fun art. So that's kind of cool. They make him jacked.
Nice.
They have murals, sculptures, and merchandise.
Or has he got like a little like frog gut and he's carrying a six pack of beer?
Yeah, I know. Right? Like, I mean, I think that'd be more accurate given what I know about frogs. annual events like the Frogman Festival. And Return of the Frogman, celebrate on leap years, I guess, celebrate it. And this is recent right here. So 2026, Ohio lawmakers, including Representative Gene Schmidt, introduced bipartisan legislation to name it as the state's official cryptid, which I'm completely down.
I'm down with that.
Yep.
Oh, so the 2026 Frogman Festival, it was in March.
It's in March? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we just fucking missed it.
Why would they have it so early? It's still horrible.
I know.
It's still totally winter time in March.
Yeah, March was shitty this year, but maybe next March won't be as bad.
It's just a one-day thing, it looks like.
Okay.
I mean,
it's on like a Saturday, though, right?
It's a Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. So, of course, we do have a, some media appearances. Actually, I started it, fell asleep, but Kyle, you saw more of it than I did.
The Frogman movie.
Yeah, there's a 2023 like found footage horror film called Frogman that I started, but Kyle definitely
I finished it right before coming here.
Yeah, I don't know, non-spoilers. Like
no spoilers, but it's a slow burn. I'd say the ending makes it worth it.
Okay,
it gets pretty wild at the end. So if you're into found footage movies and you're into Frogman. Totally worth it.
Got some good news for you. So
I will back it.
All right, nice. Yeah, I'll definitely. Maybe I'll finish it tonight after we get done with this.
Yeah, I recommend it.
Yeah. Nice. So the creature fits into broader Ohio folklore alongside Mothman and others, helping boost tourism and local identity. Sightings remain rare and unproven. But the story persists as a mix of possible misidentification, urban legend, and fun regional myth. In short, the Loveland Frogman is one of America's more endearing cryptids, likely not a real undiscovered species, but an enduring piece of small town lore that locals have turned into a cultural icon.
Yay, Frogman.
I mean, honestly, this Frogman Festival, it looks legit.
Nice.
I mean, the vendors that they have there, or at least from back in March, mm-hmm. I mean, I'll have to have you look at it. I mean, this looks like a really, I mean, they take this seriously.
Good, that's awesome.
You know what? Yeah. The reason why this isn't outside, it looks like this is indoors. That's okay. Why they could have it in March. Okay,
well, that's fine.
It looks like it. But, I mean, the vendors, I mean, there's so many things. They have a monsterologist, ghosts, just all of this paranormal stuff. Just all these vendors.
Sounds awesome.
I mean, it looks really, really cool. Yeah, I don't know. Cool. I would be down with going.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, we'll have to remember that for next March and see if we can hit that up.
For sure, yeah.
Absolutely. So yeah, so that's Frogman. Kyle, how you feel about this one?
I definitely think there's a frog with the wand going ripping through time and space, just doing its thing.
Oh, yeah, just doing stuff.
Just chilling like interdimensionally, intergalactically. He knows there's nothing about time and space holding him back. He's just like, he's there for the ride. He's chilling. He's cool. He's just, you know, down by the water, playing with his wand, smoking a joint. You know,
sounds like a good time.
I fully support him as the cryptid for Ohio.
Nice.
And Longman Frogman.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Amanda.
No, hey, you know what? If this guy is not violent, he's just minding his own business. Dude, I hope he's real. I think that's freaking awesome. Now, I think some of the others, the only sighting that I really believe is the one in 1955, the original. That guy had no reason to lie about it. That guy had the lore did not exist before then. Therefore, he had nothing to go off of. He's just like, these are the three things that I saw. I stared at him for 3 minutes. Holy shit. One pull out of wand, I left. You know, yeah. He has no reason to make up that story.
Right.
Okay. No. So I do believe that guy clearly saw something. It sounds like he stared at it for a long ass time and it did nothing to him. So I hope it's real. Like this, he's a chill cryptid.
He's chill.
Yeah. He's not doing anything wrong.
The other stories, whatever, I could take them or leave them, but. I'm loving these like small town lore stories. Yeah. Even like the one from the week before, Mineral City. I didn't believe that one, but I enjoy.
It's still fun though.
I enjoy lore behind the city. I love that the city, like, is all about
embrace.
They embrace it, yeah.
I love that. So, but this one, I believe more than the Mineral City Vampire.
Okay,
but. When I say believe, I loosely believe, I believe the one account.
Yeah. Of this. I believe that the first, yeah.
The original 1955 account, I believe he saw some weird shit. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as you with that. I mean, definitely believe it more than the one that we talked about last week. But that doesn't mean I'm 100% on board, you know?
Right.
But I love the idea of it. The idea is great. And the fact that it's just a completely nonviolent cryptid who's just hanging out and doing stuff. And like I was saying earlier, if this is real, I'm 100% in the camp that it is either aliens or interdimensional beings.
100%.
Yeah.
That's especially 1955. If you have a freaking magic wand, you have the technology behind it. You know what I mean?
That would be a crazy, that would be a crazy thing to see now, but like, especially in 1955.
Oh yeah. Like you think, crazier than Marty going back with a DeLorean from 1985.
Yeah.
To 1955. Mm-hmm. There's a fucking frog dude with a magic wand.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If there's any that I would wish that would be real, it would be this dude. It's a cool man. It's cool. Or the three of them.
Yeah, the gang. You know, like they're just hanging out.
Oh, gang, yeah.
That's fine.
Hey, if you're the frog man and you're listening to this, like, reach out. Yeah. We'd love to chat with you because you seem cool, right?
Or if anybody from the Loveland area has met the frog man, we would love to talk to you.
What if we just see, like, sparks start flying, like, he cuts through space and time down here in your basement and just walks through a little portal, is like, what?
Like, all right, dude, come over here. Get on mic.
You wanted me?
You're like, yeah, I did. Get on mic. Get over here.
Okay, we thought this was going to be a short one.
Yeah, I know, right? And we were now live with the Frogman.
Yeah, all right, put on a pot of coffee.
We're going to be here for a while. But yeah, no. Yeah, like anybody from that area, like if you've ever seen anything goofy, definitely let us know. And as far as everybody else, what are your thoughts on this? Like, you think you... kind of sitting with us, you like believe in the first one, maybe not so much the other ones. Do you think it could be some kind of alien frog people or interdimensional type things? What do you think? Let us know down below. So last but not least, just another couple things to just go over really quick. You know, if you guys could be, you know, do us a kindness, you know, just give us a little rating and review.
Do me a kindness.
And also, to those local to the Northeast Ohio area, the Cleveland Haunt Club is presenting their Halfway to Halloween Flea Market, which we will be at with a table set up. So come on by. It's Saturday 23rd from 10 to 4 p.m. at the Medina County Fairgrounds in their community center. Admission's only $2, you know, so come on by, say hi, hook you up with a sticker, you know, maybe if we end up getting that table with electricity, we could have some fun things and contest for a possible lobotomized calendar, so.
And tell us your personal ghost stories, or hauntings, or cryptids.
Or UFOs.
We want to know.
I don't know. Yeah, tell us stuff we
want to
hear.
That's what we want. We want you to stop by, talk to us, and tell us your personal account.
Yep. So, yeah. So, thanks, guys, for hanging out with us tonight. And I suppose, on behalf of Lobotomized, I'm Kevin.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Amanda.
See you at the Frogman Festival.
Ribbit.